The plot thickens.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The Wall Street Journal reports an intriguing turn in the story of Bank of America and Merrill Lynch. B of A bought Merrill last year, and the state of New York has been investigating whether B of A was upfront with its shareholders about the deal. The Journal says in testimony to be released today, Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis claims that Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Fed Chair Ben Bernanke encouraged him to keep quiet about the massive losses his bank would be taking on. Had B of A shareholders known about those losses, they might have voted down the deal. Lewis says he was told the deal needed to go through for the sake of the banking system. Paulson has reportedly told investigators that Lewis may have misunderstood him. In other banking news, President Obama meets with credit card issuers today to let them know how he feels about their recent tactics. Consumer advocates have complained that card companies are charging exorbitant interest rates and fees to unsuspecting cardholders. Tamara Keith has more.
There's a pretty good chance credit card executives are going to leave the meeting feeling like they just spent some time in the principal's office. White House officials say escalating interest rates and deceptive practices are on the agenda. Rebecca Borne is at the Center for Responsible Lending.
Based on what President Obama has said previously, you know, we have every reason to think that he'll be on consumer side on this issue.
President Obama supported credit card reform in his campaign.
We're looking forward to a constructive dialogue.
Nessa Fettis is vice president of the American Bankers Association. She's been tracking the credit card holders' Bill of Rights, approved by the House Financial Services Committee yesterday. Fettis says banks are concerned.
We want to work with Congress and the administration, but it's important if they're going to make adjustments that they keep a balance.
Credit card companies say they're taking such a hit on consumer credit defaults, they have to make up for it somewhere else. Fettis says too much of a crackdown on the industry could limit credit availability. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Yesterday, Apple reported quarterly profits up 15%, well ahead of forecasts. Apple sold nearly 4 million iPhones in the quarter, more than twice as many as a year ago. They sold 11 million iPods, up 3%. What did not sell that well was the Macintosh computer line. Wall Street had mixed results yesterday. The Dow lost 83 points, but the Nasdaq was up slightly. Asian stocks were higher today. South Korean automaker Hyundai reportedly says the quarterly profits fell 40%, but its global market share rose. European shares are mostly higher. Shares of the Swiss bank Credit Suisse rose after the bank said quarterly profits were double what analysts were expecting. Christopher Wirth has that.
Credit Suisse CEO Brady Dugan said the bank is in a position to weather the storms. Switzerland's second largest bank posted earnings of $1.7 billion, beating all expectations. Much of that is thanks to its investment banking and wealth management units, which have outperformed other divisions. But David Page of Investec says there are other reasons the bank has done so well.
Basically, it's that they're not writing down assets anymore. Now, the question is whether or not that means that asset write-downs have bottomed.
The bank had nearly $2 billion in write-downs last year. The results from Credit Suisse today contrast with a forecast for a big loss for its Swiss rival, UBS. Underscoring continuing challenges ahead, yesterday the International Monetary Fund said the world economy would fall by 1.3% this year. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Thousands of General Motors workers could find out today about a summer vacation they didn't ask for. GM is expected to announce most of its American plants will shut down this summer for up to 9 weeks. It's a money-saving move, of course, but some dealers are afraid it'll alienate consumers who are already reluctant to buy a GM car because of all this bankruptcy talk.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by DreamWorks Pictures, presenting The Soloist, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx, in theaters everywhere April 24th. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
If you are facing a job loss, you know the uncertainty that comes with that. The question is, what do you do about it? And some of the answers are inspiring. Lisa Napoli reports many unemployed people are volunteering as a way to fill the time and to reinvent themselves.
1,500 people have jammed this ballroom on the campus of UCLA for a nonprofit career fair. Ryan Tong of the Asian American Drug Abuse Program says more people than ever want to do work that comes not just with a paycheck, but with psychic rewards.
As you can see here, there's a lot of professionals that are interested in doing something that's good for people and then also getting paid for that.
Much of what's being offered here today, though, won't pay the bills.
Right now we don't have any full-time positions, but things might open up or internships might lead to something more full-time.
Today we're looking for volunteers and interns, but should people have their resume with them, we're more than willing to take it on for future opportunities.
80 nonprofits are recruiting for volunteers at this fair, and they say they're having an easy time filling the slots. And it's not just recent college graduates who will work for free. Many of the people who've come here today have long resumes. This unemployed former airline worker says he's been donating his time to several agencies since losing his job. He's got several reasons.
To keep busy and to learn some things and make some connections and hopefully do some good for the world.
Helping people figure out how to do good and ultimately earn a living is the mission of idealist.org. The job search site organizes these nonprofit career fairs in cities across the country. Idealist's Stephen Joyner says experienced professionals are accepting that big buck jobs are drying up. Others, he says, simply want to make a career out of social service work. He says working for free can be a good way in.
So I'll tell people, you know, never volunteer just to try to get a job. But if you're volunteering to be involved in the nonprofit sector, never volunteer without having to be some sort of professional development step.
With so many experienced people looking for jobs, even being strategic in your volunteer work can be a challenge. Nonprofits everywhere say they've been overwhelmed by the number of people who are raising their hands to work for free. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
How are you reacting to the economic fallout? Please tell us your story when you visit us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Glad to have you with us this morning. I hope you have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.